Good afternoon, everybody. You have tuned into Radiance by Design. Now, our design has been left a bit to kid because we didn't make it home in time, and now I'm doing the show on the cell. So please be patient. I expect to have tons of callers. That'll keep us all busy and not paying attention to the quality of sound from a cell phone. This is quite hilarious. Bob and I have been at Orcas Island for a wonderful meditation initiation and my birthday. So I'm older, wiser, brighter, more meditative, and ready to talk to you about what I wrote to you all about. Was I wanted to talk about defense, about resistance, and about fear, and how those control how we love. Love is a beingness, not a doingness so much. And these are defenses that we use against them, ostensibly, to keep ourselves safe. But the hilarity of that is it doesn't keep us safe. It keeps us safe from, I suppose it keeps us from some of the jabs of other people's defensiveness. But if we want to evolve past that, we can make ourselves safe by the beingness of love and the radiance that we get from that. You'll hear more about that from a slightly different word packaging from Aravinda at 5 o'clock in Paradigm Shifters. We had a wonderful visit with him and it was just terrific. I think you're all going to enjoy that show. So let's start by creating our reality. Now we know we're creating our reality. We know that at this time on the planet, we're undergoing a tremendous shift in human consciousness. Holy mackerel. And we're either going to go down or up. We're either going to get polarized to be what my guides call part of the oligarchy or in favor of the oligarchy. That's the rulership of, in this case, the financial world for the sake of greed by a few. We're either going to move into that kind of fear, defense, resistant approach and get really extreme about it. Or we're going to release all that and become a more expanded, self-creating, authentic critter that's moving to a much higher level of consciousness. And for many, I believe the second is what we're working toward, and that many of us have been born at this time, probably all of us, in order to participate in this amazing shift. Bob, my wonderful partner, is always referring to Lazarus. He's been a long-term Lazarus student, which many of you are. And Lazarus always referred to these times as parallel to the end times of Atlantis, where fear and greed and some earth changes and so on came together for people to lose the battle, people who did not have the consciousness or the courage and the heart and the wherewithal to move out of their fear and into a mutually supportive climate for all people, for the whole consensus. The whole thing ended anyway. We all know that Atlantis hasn't been here, and then I guess it sunk to the bottom of the sea. So they say that this is like the end times of Atlantis, but I hope we're not sinking to the bottom of the sea. I think we're going to expand and fulfill the destiny of being able to recover our heart and create the reality we want. Not just want, but that we can manifest a reality that is a win-win for all of us, a reality that teaches us that, what is it we want to create from our heart and soul is possible and in our own minds and in our own heart. And my guides, you know, as you know, that I work with a wonderful stable of guides and angels, absolutely amazing beings, and they taught us to do the sacred geometrics. So let's start creating our workspace, our research center, our creative workspace, our meditation center together today on the air. So everybody, close your eyes. Unless you're driving. I'm not driving. I'm sitting in a parking lot. And see above you, perhaps 2 miles, a golden ball. And you create this golden ball with the wonderful sculpting tool of your mind. And then below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And a drop of filament, a bright, bright gold, a very, very hot gold filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Sometimes you can really feel that filament run through your spine. I sure can today. And then from the upper golden ball to about your waist, drop a four-sided pyramid. And at the waist, it'll be about 20 feet out from your body in all directions. And then upside down to meet it point for point, a four-sided pyramid whose peak hits the golden ball below your spine. So that creates an eight-sided figure structure called an octahedron. And inside that, the outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your octahedron, a wonderful crystal ball. And watch the colors unfold as you create this crystal ball. And then into that, in the center of that, there you are in a crystalline disc. It looks to me like a little spaceship, you know, those little disc-like spaceships that we see. And be in that and spin and spin and spin and spin on that golden thread. And now see in front of you a crystalline grid. And on that grid, we're going to place the movies that you're creating, and I'm creating, that we want to experience in our lives. The first one is just us with ourselves. Create a picture of self with self and what it is you want for yourself. I always see myself moving through dimensions, being multidimensional at will, and laughing and really enjoying it and knowing I can shift. What is it you would like? And then when you get that one, remember to have the feeling about it as well. You might even want help around you. You might want to have the unseen beings, the blessed ones that are perhaps ascended or in different dimensions. Ask for help as you do this. In the name of consciousness, in the name of love, in the name of evolution, you know that part. And now move to the next one, which is a project you want to create. What is it you want to do? Do you want home and family? Do you want a house? Do you want a book, a movie, a business? It's wonderful, a trip, whatever it is, a project that you yourself want to present to the world. Good work. And see the resources coming to you to get it done, the time, the focus, help. That's included in resources, isn't it? And the reaction to it, the enjoyment of it, and people really loving it, you feeling successful and fulfilled. I see myself laughing. That to me would be so great. Not that I don't laugh now, but to see it in the project as well. And now we move to the Galactic Healing Center. Take another deep breath and again, call in the name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit, name of evolution. Bring in your creative healing team. Take a look at what they look like or feel like. Who are these beings? And they circle round and are around a healing table. And be the first one to hop onto that healing table and ask for their help to do some healing work for yourself. As you lie on the table, see what they do to help you. Maybe a great big something or another pulled out of my second chakra, the right side of my body. Big black blob, just energy stuff. What's happening with you? I hope you'll be calling in to tell us. And now ask them yourself, what is your advice for me? What is it I can do to improve my health or my life? Just ask them for that. And take that advice really seriously. It's your higher guidance working with you. And your healing team might overlap with other people's too. It doesn't have to be just yours, does it? Now remember, if you have any aches or pains, get them to focus on that. If they haven't already, usually they'll leap right at it, won't they? Now wrap yourself in light. Wrap that whole scenario in light. And remember that the healing team can duplicate itself and call in a new, fresh table in the healing team. And who comes in to be worked on? Okay. Well, that's interesting. I'm seeing somebody struggle terribly right now. So they've come in their struggle. Well, that's all right. Who do you see right now? And I ask the healing team, what is it that they need? And what they're showing me is they're working on this person's brain. She has big physical problems, but they're working on her brain, her mind, and her heart. The setting, they're saying the set of her brain and the set of her heart to flow through these changes. And see them with love working on my subject here. And ask if there's any advice. And I'm going to follow that advice. And wrap that in light. That whole scenario. And again, they can duplicate themselves. So let's call in. We've got a fresh table and the new healing team. Let's call in our next person. I got three. Good grief. I've got a lot of work to do here. This healing team has to duplicate themselves here. All right. And let's see what they'd like to do. As they move from one to the other. And then to the other. I let them do their work. Excellent. And I have a dear little cat here who's been very frightened for a while, and she's just left her body. They've also put a little table up for that. But sometimes the healing is in the passing. And in that case, we need to have the team work with the people whose cat it is and with the spirit of the cat who has been frightened. And wrap those scenarios in light and ask them to continue and to tell us what messages we need to carry to our to the being who's not well, the one who's needed healing, or even to ourselves. Excellent work. Okay, now come back into your... let's do our political one. Remember, the guides have been saying, and other people have as well, that we really need to up the ante on sending our light to Mr. Obama. There's an awful lot of polarization going on right now, and it's very, very, very important for us to be sending light to the current, especially Mr. Obama and his family, and certain people who are trying to create evolutionary results in the old machine, which is a big challenge. There's a huge battle going on, and we need to be sending our light. So let's just breathe in. And have the healing team around it, around the whole scene, and then send pink light from our hearts all out to Obama. Absolutely flood the White House, the Legislative Assembly, the administration, and the impact that we have all over the world, and the impact we have globally, economically, about peace, about sharing the resources. And let's just see ourselves sending that light, feel ourselves sending that light to perk enthusiasm and harmony and creation all over our planet, to melt those polarities and love the beings who feel stuck in polarity. Yes. This is really important. Every time I channel lately, the guides are talking that this is very, very important. So they're going through what I believe Lazarus calls the narrow. And in that, there's a challenge between both sides. And sometimes it's hard for us to take consciousness to a much higher level so that it's a win-win for all. So let's just increase the light that we're sending from ourselves through the Obama administration and so on, and then pop it all over our planet so that there can be a win-win of life for all. With all the many expressions, each of us in Aravinda talks like this all the time, and I love it. Each of us is an individualized expression of God in creation, if you look at it that way. And from that, we can send love for all these creations that are going on. But remember that the clearer we are, the clearer we are, and the stronger we are in our focus and our light, the greater service we can give. And draw the light around the world and bring it back into yourself. Now come on back into your spinning disc. Spin and 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 spin. You're spinning reality, aren't you? Who has his name? Rumpelstiltskin, who spun flax into gold. Let's do that with our visions. All right, come on back. I'm so glad to be talking to you all today. There's so much going on. There are big, big changes going on the planet. And if you would like to, call in with your questions. There's only one, you only need one number now for calling in, but I'll give you a second number just in case you can't get through. According to Seth and Dawn, there are four phone lines coming in, so let's start talking. Oh, and I want to apologize. Last week, apparently, all the lines were filled, and I took a long time with somebody. So today we're going to be shorter time. And maybe, Seth, you can ring a bell or something if I'm talking long and there are a lot of other people on the line. I'd like to talk to a number of you today. We're talking about anything you want to talk about. But I'd really like to focus at times on what it is that in your life where it's showing us how you resist, how you defend yourself. Both of them are reactions to fear, and how we can unhook energetically with the guides some of those tendencies in order to free ourselves to expand into a lovingness that we work with in our lives. So, yeah, we can talk about anything that you're going through, believe me, at this time in history, because it'll all lead to the same thing. We all defend ourselves. I mean, if we're holding, say we're competitive with somebody, somebody's talking about so-and-so, pay attention to your body. What happens? You go, you find yourself tensing up inside, you find your chest tenses, your throat tenses, and so on. And what it tells you is that you're in, ta-da, state of defense. And if you go into that state of defense, do you not notice quite a bit of resistance? And if you're in that resistance, then what you're trying to do is make yourself safe. But notice those reactions come up like a knee-jerk reaction. They aren't something you sit and think about, are they? And so I'm saying that we really want to dig in and see if we can become conscious and aware of when we're defending ourselves. I always loved that song, I Want to Know What Love Is, and I Want You to Show Me, because so often I thought, well, what is love? You know, say, I really love peanut butter, and I really love you, and sometimes that love you means I'm really, what, attached to you? I really need you. I really have to have you. Oh, goody, we have a caller. I'll just finish this thought. And is that really love, or is that seeking an attachment in order to amplify my identity the way I want to see it and fulfill my need? Anyway, we'll talk about that after we've talked to this caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Veronica. This is Ted.
Hi, Ted. I'm sitting in a parking lot here. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I have a question that I think other people can kind of relate to. I just went to the New Life Expo, I think that's what it was called, and, you know, they just have a ton of things there that they promise, you know, a lot if you just do their thing. So one of the things that really perked my interest was this thing of whole brain learning, I think is what they called it. And
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So you could use get into a photographic memory and stuff. And I was thinking, boy, that would be great. I could do some things I really want to do if I could do that. So they were saying, you know, you could read at a million words a minute, you know, have a photographic memory and stuff. Sounds wonderful, but, you know, then the next thing that you hear sounds wonderful too, you know. So anyway, I just
wondered
about some of these things. I'm sorry?
Does that take brain surgery?
I know. Well, it just takes $500 and going through their little weekend thing, you know. That's what it took. So I wanted to get a hit from you on that.
What's their process? Is it a machine?
No, it's just, I'm not sure what their process is. I listen to the guys talk. I think a lot of it is, this stuff is true. I just don't know which ones a lot of times. I do my pendulum sometimes, and I don't know. I don't totally trust that.
Well, just hang on a sec, Ted. Is it a machine, or is it a mechanical thing, or is it a training, mental training?
It's a training. Yeah, it's a training. And then people come out of it, you know, and they had all these testimonials that people were, you know, reading at about a million words a minute. And they were had a high comprehension rate.
Wow. Sounds really good. I don't know. I don't know. I think that sometimes those gimmicks sound a lot better than they are, right?
I think so, too. But if they were... You know, if I just could read a measly 20,000 words a minute and have good comprehension, I'd be happy. So anyway, I wish I had, I do have their name, and I didn't look that up. But anyway, I just thought I'd...
Well, it's interesting to
me
because I don't see how that can work, actually. I shouldn't say that because I really don't know. I know that the brain is, in some ways, untapped, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's only a weekend long?
Yeah, uh-huh. And they had that nice thing. They were trying to do it, you know, for people in third world countries. They were wanting to, you know, be very, very inexpensive. And, you know, in the United States, they were charging $500. So anyway, I just, you know, people would go to these expos, you know, you would know what I mean. You know, they just have a lot of things that they make all kinds of promises and all kinds of stuff they do. If you just try this or that or the other, go to this workshop.
It's like the wild ride, eh?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
I said it's like the wild rides at the fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? I believe this sort of thing is really possible. I don't know that one, and I tend to be cautious because so many of these really rapid things go back to normal really fast. Do you know what I mean?
Oh. Uh-huh.
So I would like to do some more experimenting or learning before I could count on whether it's just a hint of something that we're capable of doing and whether it maintains itself, I don't know.
Yeah. Would you trust yourself?
But I believe it's very possible.
Yeah. Would you trust yourself if I, spent some time with you and kind of, we could key in on it, and you could feel fairly confident that you would know whether it's for real or not?
Yeah, I'd want to know the name of the company, but I think there's something about it that's for real. A million words a minute, I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Because that would be nice. I mean, my eventual thing, I'd love to be a counselor. I have a master's in that and had my certificate, and then I let it lapse, and, you know, I could go, if I could learn Spanish, you know, very quickly through something like this, you know, I could pull it off, you know, it'd be nice.
Won't they give you some free samples?
No, they gave free testimonials and such.
Yeah, I'd love to work with you on it. I want to sit with that because I have some questions about how it impacts the brain like that, and whether the first thing the guide says is, can the brain hold it? And so that would be interesting to follow the testimonials to people that did it a year ago and are still able, you know.
Yeah. You said you know as far as language, yeah, so as far as language development, you could do that, but it would be, to get to actual conversation, you'd have to actually, you know, converse, and that takes time, you know, and it would take, you know, quite a bit of time to do it that way, but that you'd actually, that process would be speeded up like 5 times, he said. But you could
get the words themselves very quickly. What I'm thinking is that they, there's a lot about energetics that relates to what they're doing. And then Bob reminded me that Edgar Cayce used to sleep on books, and that's how he learned what was in them.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
The things are possible. Like, you know, it's just I look at it and I feel I'm not sure about that system yet, but I feel like
sure.
it's a possibility. But there's something I'm not getting yet.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I might just set up an appointment.
It's pretty interesting. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it would be. It would be neat, you know. Okay. Yeah. So I'll leave room for other people. And
thank you. Thanks for your call, Ted.
All right. Sure enough. Bye bye.
Okay. I think we have another caller. Do we? Is that right?
Yes, you do.
Good afternoon.
Good
Hi.
Afternoon, Veronica. This is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. You're on the air.
I am on the air. How are you?
Isn't that exciting? I'm fine, actually. I'm having a wonderful time.
I usually listen to you on the ET Healing with Jackie. And this is one of the few times
isn't
I'm actually able to catch your show here. I'm in calling from Toronto.
Oh, great. Oh, fellow Canadian.
That's right. Eh?
Canadian, eh?
That's right.
What's your question?
Veronica,
your question,
I was just wondering, you're a wonderful lady, and I really am glad to be talking to you right now. I'm going to be flying to my hometown in Regina, Saskatchewan, because my father recently passed away, about 12 hours ago, 24 hours ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And he was a great guy, and he's about 80. He was 86, and I was there recently, about 2-3 weeks ago, and I'm going back again tomorrow. And I'm just wondering if you can pick up anything on his state of being, if that's possible.
Yes, it is. He's very. I think he died happily, Dennis. Do you think that? Because that's how I feel. And
yeah, that's
very
how I
peaceful,
feel.
But
it was a long struggle at first, and the decision was, you know, it was just time to go. And when once he saw that, he let go right away.
And you know how I'm seeing it now is that he's kind of floating in a very peaceful, happy state. He's not really. You're going to hear from him. But he's going to take a little time to integrate having moved on to the other side, meaning he hasn't collected his wits yet, is one way to put it.
Right.
And he's
that's
very
I have.
Delighted. Yeah. So that's what you're perceiving as well?
Yeah, I am. I think it may take him a little bit, and then, because we're all flying out there, and you know, bringing our presence to that. It's the first time for me, actually, that a loved one has passed on. It's you know, I'm actually 60, and it's interesting because I haven't really had other than pets, someone who's very very close pass on, and it's so I'm very interested always in the you know. Crossing over to the other side, and if there's anything that you know would be best to do at this particular point in time.
Well, I think first of all, I want to say several things about your dad. Is it looks like he had a relatively fulfilling life in many ways, like whatever his soul journey was after. I think you're going to find that he's quite fulfilled. And is the ceremony on Saturday?
Well, I'm not sure when it is. Exactly. I'll be finding that out shortly, but I don't know for sure.
Well, here's something. Was your dad a professional man?
He was the chef.
Oh, you know what's funny? I'm seeing him in a beautiful suit. And
Oh, yeah. Said
he's going to show up at a gathering, and he's going to show up not like a Steven Spielberg kind of character, but you'll just feel his presence, and he will definitely be checking in so everybody knows that he's kind of back in form, if you know what I mean. Like, he's back in his, he's got style. He's got
right.
joie de vivre.
He does. And you know,
and that's what I'm seeing.
Okay, that sounds good. That's beautiful. Thank you, Veronica.
And you know what, Dennis? Talk to him. Send him appreciation and greetings and Godspeed. And, you know, it's like direct your prayers to him because it gives him energy. And he's really quite glad to be done.
Yes.
And he will receive that so well.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Yeah, it really does. We will be doing that, and thank you, Veronica, for picking up on this. I'll continue listening, of course. It's always wonderful listening to you.
Thank you so much, Dennis, and happy Canada to you.
Hey, all right.
Hey, and safe travels. Thank
we'll
you for your
continue
time.
On. Thanks again, and all the very best to you and Jackie.
You. Thank you. Well, that's an interesting subject because we're talking about defense and resistance, and Dennis's father is not in any... Oh, we have another caller, do we?
Yep.
Hi, you're on the
Hi
air.
There.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
This is Tanya calling.
Hi, Tanya. Where are you calling from?
Canada.
Oh, whereabouts?
In British Columbia.
Yay. I'm originally from Vancouver.
Oh, right on. I'm actually up in the mountains more, away from the city.
Are you from Hope?
Yeah.
Yeah, you called once before. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So are you resistant today?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I was just talking about resistance and defense preventing us from feeling love, so I just thought I'd throw it at you and see if you're doing your homework.
Well, I've been doing homework, maybe not that kind, but I have been doing homework today.
What's your question, Tanya?
My question is, I was wondering if the guides can offer any advice on why I'm waking up in pools of sweat, literally pools, like soaking through my bedding, myself, everything.
You know, what's really interesting is you're boiling something out. What's happened is, now you called before about having these altered state situations, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling this, that they're showing that in your second chakra, have you had a checkup lately? Because you've got some old subconscious stuff boiling out of your body like mad. And it's,
I had a removal from my second chakra a few months back.
Okay. But, honey, you know this, that in the second chakra, we've got a lot of subconscious programming, right?
Yeah.
So the first thing they're showing is that you've got this process going on that's literally boiling out of your second chakra some tremendous old, like old cellular collection energy. It's ancient stuff, girl. It's old abuses, old beliefs, old stuff. You're evolving like mad.
I know.
I want to remind everybody at home, when you go through these extreme physical processes, make sure that you're physically okay as well. I think you are, and I'm glad that you reported you'd already had some surgery because it's something physically at the root of it, but most of it is about the evolution of your journey at this time. And so you got to jump in the tub with your Epsom salts or even apple cider vinegar, not both of them, or you'll foam all over the place.
Yeah.
And soak for a while. But I want to say bless this transformation because it's really helping. It's also changing your brain and how your mind works. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yes. Very much so. It's like I woke up a new person one day, just literally. And I was wondering,
if this was something
physical, or was it literally like just getting all rid of all that ick from, you know, prior lives and whatnot. I am going to see a naturopath in a couple of weeks just to make sure everything is okay on the physical side.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, but all your systems are adjusting. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
All your systems are adjusting right now, and so I'm glad you're going to the naturopath. And if you can think in terms of cleansing, this will... Oh, do you ever go to the chiropractor?
I'm going to one right now because I have an injured leg. I have a leg that's stuck in position. So I see him for that. He's working on trying to remove some of the scar tissue.
Okay, and at the sacrum area, you've got some subluxations. You've got some spinal vertebrae out of whack. And it's partly because of your surgery and partly because of your leg. You know that.
Okay.
So where your transformational sweats are emanating from, there's blocks there in the vertebrae as well as... it all comes together, so keep going. You're doing fine.
Okay. Okay.
You're going to be quite
what I'm doing.
Woman. You're already... Huh?
Keep doing what I'm doing. I'm on the right track.
You're going to be quite an amazing woman.
Thank you.
Much love to you and many blessings. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Veronica.
All right. Bye. Now, that's really interesting because I keep going back to defenses and resistances and what that Tanya, who's going through a tremendous healing phase in her life, and is going to be awakened majorly over the next while. That a lot of the stuff that's boiling out of her is resistances, reactions, defenses, fears, is boiling out. And I'll tell you what, you pretty much have to help it along. Because otherwise we don't know what's hit us and we can't think straight. But to just look it right in the eye and go, okay, there's stuff coming out. Always check the physical. Make sure you don't have anything weird going on. So you check with your naturopath or your doctor. In her case, she needs to stay working with the chiropractor or the physical alignment people. And then remember soaking with apple cider vinegar in a bath for 20 minutes at a time really sucks out even karmic frequencies, as does Epsom salt. And there's a lot more very elegant kinds of soaking, but those are really basic and cheap. So keep, and if you're not going through what Tanya's going through, do it anyway, because it's really good to be pulling out the frequencies. Like we said at the beginning, we're going through a tremendous shift on the planet, and we're glad, and I'm glad you called in. You're on the air.
This is Cynthia, Veronica.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you, darling?
Well, I'm good, and I really want to address this resistance thing.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to be leaving Carmel in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And I've had a lot of emotional up and down since I gave my notice for my little house. And just want to know how long is that going to take? I mean, I keep on running into people I haven't seen in years. I'm getting more validation I should stay here, but I'm not staying. I'm leaving. So how much of that is its own natural course, and how much of that is my own still resisting, and or am I not resisting anymore? And I don't even know, other than heading up to Oregon, what I'm going to do with my life. I'm just packing up and leaving.
But... Well, you know what? I'm glad you're doing this. Because if you went slapping yourself right back into Monterey, you might be all healed after you finish with Oregon. I don't know. I know that you're opening up. Like Tanya, you're opening up to be quite an amazing woman. Your process has been a huge process of releasing attachments, releasing your self-definitions, releasing your identity with this job, that job, this person, that, being a mother, whatever it is. You've been releasing and releasing, and now it's like spirit saying to you, look at these wonderful people you know, and you go, oh, crap, am I doing the wrong thing? No, keep going. And when you're in Portland for a little, or in Oregon for a little while, you're going to start getting much clearer pictures of yourself. You're doing the right thing. You're absolutely doing the right thing.
Okay.
And the resistances are often to stabilize us, but you don't want to do that. You want to jump in the tub, like we were talking about with her night sweat. Jump in the tub and clear yourself out and then keep on going. You're being blessed by this opportunity. And I'll tell you what, Cynthia, I think it's going to be a super healing for you.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, my daughter.
And it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
What?
Oh, yeah. I said my daughter is a little, you know, put off, but, I mean, she's got her own stuff to do.
You know what? She's a wonderful soul. I know she is. I can tell. However, she's had you a little bit on a string, the mover string, which, of course, I've been on myself, haven't I? And you're just breaking that right now. And you, she knows in her heart you'll always be there for her, but you'll have to live. And the choices she's making aren't encouraging you to stay there. So,
correct.
You know, she's saying, okay, I don't need you. You're saying, okay, I get to do my own thing. She's going to follow you in a while. I told you that before. I really see her with you. Both of you growing together like women instead of mom and daughter.
Right.
And that's going to be very, very pleasing to you, but you can't get there by focusing on that. You have to get there by focusing on Cynthia's evolution.
Okay. Thank you, Veronica.
Okay. Follow the yellow brick heart.
I love that. Will do. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Thanks for your call, Cynthia, and love to you.
Love to you, too.
Do I have another? I think I have another call. I don't know for sure.
Do I?
Hello? All right, so what we were talking about in Cynthia's case wasn't exactly resistance. I would say it was more like attachment to the way things were supposed to have been with her daughter. Things were supposed to have been with her business and her company. Those things have not worked the way she thought they ought to. So we're talking here about releasing. Defending your position isn't good because the position has to morph. And it's morphing for a lot of people right now, isn't it? We have to get really creative. We have to design our jobs and our service in the world according to who we really are. And, Cynthia, I believe that's what you're being refined to do. And so I don't think yours was a case of resistance as much as it was a case of letting go over and over to so many of the strings attached to your defense and the defense of your identity as it was. It's very hard to relinquish our reins as mothers, but when the kids are trying to get more independent, sometimes it's really what we have to do. So back to, let's see, Tanya. Call in if you want to. I'm having so much fun with all these callers. But anyway, back to Tanya and Cynthia. Back to going in and sitting in the tub on a regular basis, when you don't know what to do and you have to break attachments to ways of being, you know when you have to. When your identity, which is a constructed tool for you to go into the world in a way that is, in quotes, safe, when all of that has been challenged and really has to move into something else, you're just as powerful to go sit in the tub for a while and actually let some of those bondages that are subconscious be melted by either the Epsom salts and water, you know, that permeates your skin, or apple cider vinegar and water. Because it's like doing something. It's like I started talking at the beginning about love. We can't do our identity and do our love, because what needs to come up through is the authentic nature and our real self and the beingness of our love. And I'll be with you in 1 second. So I just want to say, sometimes you want to soak out all the doingness. Now you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi, Veronica. This is Jim.
This is who?
J-
Jean.
Hi, I didn't get your name.
Jean.
You used to call me. Honey,
Jean.
How you doing?
Hello?
My phone isn't all that great. Yeah. Go ahead with your question, Jean.
No, is today your birthday?
No, Saturday was my birthday.
Last Saturday?
Yep.
But this Saturday? Oh, last Saturday.
Yeah, last Saturday, the 23rd.
Oh, okay. So, because you mentioned something about your birthday at the beginning of the show, I just I thought I would call you to congratulate. So happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much. I love birthdays. I think it's a real focus on your life in the universe, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I was away at a meditation group, and so it was perfect for my birthday, wasn't it?
Good.
Yeah. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I think I'm doing fine. Just work hard, and then try to learn hard.
Did you buy your condo?
No, not yet. I'm just waiting, but it was a short sale, so lots of people say that it will take a few months sometimes. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything from the bank yet.
Oh, you will, but there's so much hassle about loans and money and mortgages and stuff. You will. You'll be hearing very shortly, maybe 2 days, maybe Monday.
Oh, yeah?
You'll be hearing.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be... I think you're going to get it, but it seems like there's so much argument going on at the banks and so on. You know this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I heard.
You have to sign over your firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
But that's great. I know they have so many procedures and they have so many signatures to get, you know, signs of documents.
I know, and everybody's so scared of the whole thing right now. Anyway, thank you for calling and wishing me a happy birthday, Jean, and we'll be in touch.
You
are
welcome.
All right. Many blessings to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you. You know, I'm going to be... Do I have another call? I don't think so. I think I'm getting some texts instead. I'm going to be leaving this show a little bit early today, and the reason for that is my interview with Aravinda, which I think is really deep and wonderful. Like I said in my little flyer, you might want to fill your iPod with it, whatever, however that works, I don't know. It's a lot of material to learn from. And you'll learn a lot about finding the true nature of your being. Aravinda is a wonderful teacher. And many of you heard the prior Aravinda interview that I did. It was probably three or four months ago or something. And I really think this is quite a pithy one, so I didn't shorten it. I will shorten this show, and they'll start the Aravinda one a little bit before the top of the hour. It might even be at 5:02. I don't know. Maybe Seth will tell you. But this is Veronica Entwistle, and I want to say thank you so much for listening. I loved all those calls. Oh, my, sitting here in Hagen's parking lot, I loved talking to all of you. Know how we are all one. We're all connected, and we can bless one another no matter how far apart we are. I'm going to see you on Thursday night from Jackie Salvitti's show, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And aren't we all doing that? Ain't that exciting, ladies and gentlemen? And next week, I don't quite know who's going to be my guest, but it's getting more and more fascinating. I'm finding some just amazing people. So put yourself on my mailing list, veronica@entwistle.com. If you'd like a session with me, personal session, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Or if you would like to comment on the show, ask questions, prepare for, get information about the next radio show, anything, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I love to get your letters, and I really appreciate it. And I don't know if you're listening, Squirrel, but thank you for your birthday greetings as well. Squirrel always provides ET Healing with wonderful flyers and newsletters that are going out there to lift the species, our species, up out of our torpor and into an amazingly expanded point of view. So much love to all of you. Thank you, BBS. We all love you, and we'll see you Thursday night.